freedom.
This is like Shakespeare.
No, try to read it, but try to, you know, kind of give some rhythm. Ready? And here's Glenn performing Rack City Bitch.
Emily Addison, and you're listening to the Rob V Radio Show on robvradio.com.
Bang! There you go! Took him seven times. He's done media his whole life.
Well, tell her how many bottles did I have tonight, dick?
Understandably over with emotion.
We all are. We all are.
I could see how it would be a problem.
I'm never going to Staten Island again.
I've driven through it. My best friend lives in Long Island.
I spent enough time there for the year, like going back and forth with court, and I was like, never again.
That is the driving to Long Island is the worst drive on the planet. And the only reason I've done it twice. Because my best friend that's from here now lives in Long Island. Mm-hmm. And listen, I can drive all around Philly. Like, you have to be an asshole to drive in Philly, right? I'm used to it. Long Island, New York is a whole nother thing. By the time I got to his place in Long Island, I'm like, I need like three shots and I'm going to kill somebody. Like, North Jersey, that's no problem. But as soon as I crossed that Gothels Bridge, I was like, I'm going to die.
The
traffic is insane.
Oh, it is. And North Jersey traffic is terrible.
And listen, there's only two roads in the world that scare me. The first one is the Boulevard in Northeast. I'll go around it by 30 minutes to avoid it because it scares me that much. The second one is the Long Island Expressway. Oh, my God. My worst punishment would be, Rob, I need you to go to Long Island and drive on the Long Island Expressway. And I tell you, no.
It's that bad.
It's that bad.
I've been to Long Island one time.
You're not missing much.
It's
really Long Island.
I went at nighttime. So
I've been telling my best friend to get the hell out of there, but his wife's from there, so they're not moving. The original plan was they were gonna when they graduated from college, we'll live in Long Island for a little bit. I said, why don't you move in like Central Jersey? So then you're close to both people, and that never happened. I'm still holding out hope, but I don't think it's gonna happen anytime soon. So I did see some of your photos. Now, some of them look eerily similar to a photographer that I know, so I have to ask this question. Mm-hmm. Have you shot with Scott Church before?
I haven't.
You haven't? Some of them look like Scott Church.
I have reached out to him.
Or as we call him, Vince Neil. He hates when I call him Vince Neil.
I haven't reached. Why do you call him that?
Because he looks like Vince Neil.
Oh.
Do you know who Vince Neil is?
No. Who is that?
Vince Neil's the lead singer of Motley Crue.
Okay.
When you have time, Google Vince Neil. Oh. He hates it. That's why I call him. I love you, Scott, but that's you call him Vince Neil, he gets pissed.
Well, Scott, I would like to shoot with you. So
I could make that phone call for you.
Yes, I would really like to do that.
I'm sure he'd like to shoot with you, too.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Oh,
they're
some not of them look Scott. Like Scott. I'm like, does he shot with, look like maybe shot with Scott Church.
The so recent ones?
There's a couple black. There's a black and white one I saw. Then there's one you're in a black thong that looks like Scott shot it. As I was creeping through all your photos, I got to admit, I was kind of hoping, you know, when I said surprise. Don't get me wrong. You look hot now. Yeah. I was lobbying for the bunny outfit or the Eagles bikini. That's what I was lobbying for.
I know. I was running around all
it's
day.
Okay. It's okay. So you still, I mean, listen, I'm enjoying what I'm looking at, which I'm sure you
I
get
think
constantly.
Jeans are sexy.
Huh?
The jeans, the cleavage, the boobs.
No, the shirt's great. Honestly, if you listen to this show, you'll know that girls in leggings I love.
Right.
Your butt in leggings, I wouldn't be able to do the show. I'd be a complete mess. I wouldn't be able to handle myself at all.
Right.
I just wouldn't. So when I first contacted you, what I always ask everybody this. I hit you up on Twitter. I said, you want to come on the show? What's going through your mind when you're like, who the hell's this fucking guy?
I went through your page and I kind of did my own research and kind of.
And you saw that I wasn't that crazy or lying.
Yeah, I saw that you were legit. You know that you weren't just some crazy man.
I mean, I am crazy.
Trying to get me to your place.
Well, that is part of it. I am crazy. I wanted you to get to my place, but I do have some. I'm kind of legitimate.
Right.
Kind of.
Well, you didn't scare me.
So, okay.
You know.
It's See, I don't know if that's good because I think you like bad boys, so I didn't scare you. I gotta admit, I'm kind of upset. So I have a feeling that if I saw you out at a bar in a social setting, mm-hmm. if I went over to buy you a drink or something, you probably would be like, "Yeah, he's not pretty boy enough for me." Or and I don't have a criminal record, so I don't think I'd get you out for a date.
I don't like the criminal.
Okay,
that's what I'm
pretty boy.
To tell you.
Okay,
I just
pretty
like,
boy.
You know, I'm a very strong female, so I need a man who's a lot stronger.
Well, that's not a problem.
Not like putting me in my place or anything like that, but I can't deal with somebody who's weak.
I'm definitely not weak.
Stronger, yeah.
But I'm taking notes here. This is what I'm doing. If I saw you wearing that shirt at a bar, I would definitely, like, you know what? I'm going to go talk to her. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go attempt to buy her a drink.
Right.
And see what she says.
I mean, I'm not a bitch. Like, I would actually have a conversation with you. I'm not rude. I'm not ignorant.
I can be a bitch. Yeah. The question is, I'm sure anyone would have a conversation with me. The question is, if I had a conversation with you and I bought you a drink, could I get your phone number? That's the ultimate question.
No.
No. See, you would think her being on the Rob V show, she would lie and say,
okay,
no,
yes,
I'm
yes.
not going to give you
I
your
give
phone
you
number.
My phone number.
That's better.
My email address.
That's better.
Everything.
I wouldn't want your email address. I just want your phone number. You see, you should have led with that. That's what you should. That's what I'm just saying. That's what you should have led with. That's all I'm putting
right,
out there.
Right.
That's all. So I do see that you have a wish list on Amazon.
I do.
I started one just for the fun of it. What are some things on your wish list?
Oh my gosh, it's all different stuff. I mean, from lingerie to toys.
Okay.
Toys.
What kind of toys are we talking about?
I mean, girly toys, adult toys, vibrators.
It's funny you bring that up, and I'm because it's the first time I've set it up, and I haven't used it. It's in a long time. Mm-hmm. That you didn't bring up the toy that's like $3,000 that's sitting next to you.
I see it. I do see
Do you have
it.
Any idea what that is?
No. Can I touch it?
You can.
It hasn't been used, right?
No. It hasn't been used. No, that whole thing
that's
is
the whatchamacallit.
That's a Sibian.
And what is that?
What is that? This is good. So you would put that back on it.
Uh-huh.
So there's two attachments. That's the safe attachment. So you sit on that, mm-hmm. and I have a control box. That vibrates. Now there's other contraptions that you can put on that for insertion. Mm-hmm. I didn't put that on there.
Right.
But let's just put it this way: if you sat on that, you'd probably want to take it home with you. I'm just putting that out there.
I can say the weirdest toy I ever used one yeah. time was actually like I don't even know. It was like you put it on the end of like a power tool or something,
yeah.
and it was like. That was the best toy ever.
Well, this is better, I can tell you. Here's the $65,000 question. Uh-huh. Now, there's no insertion with that. You're literally sitting on it.
Right.
At some point during the show, could I get you to sit on that? And I'll start at 10 and see what you think. 10's the lowest setting on that.
10 is the lowest setting?
Yeah. Like, I'll turn it on real quick. You can hear what it sounds like.
Okay.
Just because I love hitting the knob. As soon as you said toys, I'm like, oh, I forgot. I have that set up over there.
Yeah, I saw this and I was like,
Hear it vibrating? Mm-hmm. So that's the gist of it. But I guarantee if you sit on that thing, you'll enjoy it.
I want to take it home. I want my own.
Say that again?
It'll go on my wish list.
Well, you have to try it out first.
Okay.
Do you think I can get you to try it out?
We might.
Okay. It's not a no. It hasn't been. I haven't used that in probably 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I guess he's my business partner. He moved out of our old studio in the city down in Florida, and he's cleaning stuff out of our old studio. He goes, "Do you want the Sibian?" It's like, what kind of question is that? Of course, I want the Sibian, and I haven't used it at all. And I'm like, I'll just hook it up today and see if. Once you said toys, I said, well, that's like the super duper of toys.
The Super Bowl of toys.
Yeah. So it's not it's a maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. I just like using the controls. Because I think if I start with a 10, you're going to want me to go to, I don't know. See, you couldn't take it to 100, I don't think. If I put it to 100, you'd probably pass out. I'm just going to put that out there.
Wait, what did you put it to when you had it on?
The lowest setting. It's the lowest setting.
I mean, it didn't sound very loud.
Because I have it on the lowest set. Listen, then I need to get you on this at some point tonight. I want to use the buttons on it, and B, I want to see if what you get your honest reaction from it. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Has anybody ever used it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do they love it?
Oh yeah. Once they get on it, they're like, I need to take this home. Yeah, I need. Now, like I said, there's other attachments where you would insert it, and then it rotates, and there's all kinds of crazy shit. That's the R-rated version of you just sit on it and it vibrates.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to go out on a limb and say if you sit on that, I might get you to climax on it. Mm. That's how powerful it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you interested? Have I piqued your interest?
I'm like, wait a second. Okay.
You never know what you're going to find on the Rob V Show.
I
don't
know.
And I'm sitting here a couple nights ago and I said, you know, I haven't used this goddamn thing. I was like, and then you said toys and I happen to have it next to you and you have toys on your wish list. I think if you ride that, you're going to want that on your wish list. You're going to want the Sibian on your wish list.
I mean, can you get it from Amazon? Like,
Not Amazon. I believe it's Sibian.com. You have to get it from.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
I see her gears are going.
It is. I'm like, how can I get this home?
Well, we can work out deals if you want to get it home. I can give it to you on, I can rent it to you. I can rent it. See, had you worn, if you would have said, hey, I have the bunny outfit, and you put the bunny outfit on, I might give it to you to rent for a couple weeks. But I need it back.
I couldn't imagine that at my house.
You couldn't imagine that at your house? Why not?
I'd probably be on it all the time.
Yeah, and what's the problem with that? See, you could,
I would never get anything done.
See, what you could do is you go on OnlyFans, you put a webcam up. I'd pay to watch that.
Yeah.
See, I'm just putting that out there.
That's a good idea.
I have lots of ideas.
Oh, see?
I'm always looking for promotional things, things people want to watch. Mm-hmm. If I want to watch it, most people are going to want to watch it. Plus, the beauty of this is what I've done the last couple of shows. Normally, I do the show live.
Right.
I said, fuck it. I'm not. The last couple of shows, I've recorded. So no one's seeing this now. It's just being recorded.
Right.
So you can do, if there's something that happens you don't like, I can just cut it out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we don't. It's not like we're live.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I started doing recording because the last couple shows the guests haven't been on time. So if I say we're doing a show at 6:30 and somebody's late, then people are bitching at me. Why'd you start late? So I just say, hey, so and so's on the show tonight.
Right.
And then at some point the show will be up. That's all.
Right.
I love how she keeps looking at it.
We're late. I know. I'm like interested in it. Well, we can see.
I think what I'm going to do is we're going to take a break in a couple minutes because I need another martini. Maybe get you to have a glass of wine. I don't know.
I will have a glass of wine.
Have you get up and walk out again so I can see your, because your ass is phenomenal.
Thank you.
I have many bad thoughts in my head. but yeah, once I'm like, usually we have to have her on the show. Yeah. And like I said, you're prettier in person. Plus you have that aura of I don't know, you scare me slightly.
Why?
All the tattoos. But I like the tattoos. Mm. I would never get any tattoos. My mother would kill me. But women with tattoos I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what scares you about the tattoos? I mean, me personally scares you?
No, when I see girls with lots of tattoos, it usually means they're, what's the word? Intimidating? I don't know. Rough? Scary? Yeah. In a good way.
Right.
It's a big, plus I like the piercing here.
Yeah.
I like this.
I've had 7 of them. This is the only one that's still there.
That, any other piercings?
No, I actually took them all out.
Where did you used to have them? I'm fantasizing again.
Of course, your nose.
Okay.
My Marilyn Monroe. My tongue.
Oh, tongue.
My breasts. My belly button.
You can say tits, breasts, whatever.
Boobs.
Okay.
The girls. That's it.
Okay.
I thought about doing the whole clit thing.
The clit thing's awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
I don't know. That's kind of scary, though.
Girls love it.
Wow.
The pierced nipples are hot, too. Those are always fun.
Yeah, I had to take them out because I was getting a test done. So
okay. I'm a journalist. I'm asking the important questions. that's what I'm asking. Are you nice and calm now?
I am.
Okay. I told you you'd be fine.
I know.
You know?
It's just nervous, yeah.
If you're doing a podcast for me, there ain't nothing to be nervous about. Not even
it's pretty laid back.
Not even a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just putting that out there.
Right. Right.
Plus, you're a Jersey girl. Jersey girls always like to have fun.
We do.
I mean, I should know. I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah. I mean, I...
Now, granted, I got the hell out of Jersey as soon as we could, but yeah, I'm from Jersey.
What part of Jersey?
I guess you'd call it Central Jersey, like Ewing, Trenton, like
okay.
around there.
Okay.
Hamilton. That's my hood. See, well, I don't even know what people in Jersey call it. I call it Central Jersey.
Yeah, there's that debate between Central and where Central Jersey starts, if there's even a Central Jersey.
Mine, Trenton is where Central Jersey starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then north of that is North Jersey.
I feel like Princeton starts Central Jersey.
I was born in Princeton Hospital, so I guess you could say Central Jersey.
So I feel like that's where it starts.
That's
like
true.
There's so many different aspects of Jersey.
No, well, there's North Jersey. Well, North Jersey, I just consider New York. They should just cut North Jersey off and New York can have it.
And everybody talks different, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the way they say stuff and everything is so different.
You have the Jersey accent.
Do I?
Oh, yeah.
I was in basic training and somebody from Texas said I sound so country.
You were in the military?
I was.
You would be a hot military person.
I was.
How long were you in the military for?
Not very long.
Okay. Well, here's the question. did you collude with any of your commanding officers?
No, I didn't.
Damn it.
They didn't.
You're ruining all my fantasies
they
tonight.
They didn't like me very much.
How could they not like you?
Because apparently I have an attitude and I don't know how to.
You an attitude? No.
Keep my mouth shut.
No. I couldn't see you with an attitude at all.
Yeah, I got kicked out for not adapting.
I couldn't see that.
People are probably going to get mad at me for that, but.
Who's going to get mad at you?
Whoever. You know, people always want to, they're always mad.
People are mad at me every day. I love the heels, by the way.
Thank you.
I like the black and the red heels.
Thank you. Ooh.
Sorry, that's okay. Oh, did we move the camera? Let's see. No, we're good. Hold on. Put the heels up again. So yes. I like the black and the red.
Yes.
To turn on.
Yes.
It is. Even though we've learned on the program that if I saw her at the bar and I talked to her, I would not be getting her phone number. So now it's a huge turnoff.
Why? Just putting that,
well, because you told me I couldn't pick you up at the bar.
I mean, I'm not picking nobody up at the bar.
Okay, wherever you, in a social setting, wherever that social setting might be to pick someone up.
Are you in the gym?
I'm at the gym. So you're telling me it's different if I'm at the gym as opposed to the bar.
No, but I'm very, I don't know, I don't really, I say to myself, like, if someone else beats you, whatever.
Well, how do people pick you up then?
They try. I just, I'm not.
What are you, asexual?
No, I'm an introvert.
Okay.
You know, like I say to myself, I'm very. Don't do much.
Don't do much.
No, I don't really go to the bar.
Okay, so in your social life, if you want to pick up a man, do you have a roster of just men you call, or where do you go to find them? We know it's not the bar. It's not the gym. The Wegmans, the grocery store, the gas station,
no,
the park?
It's usually just wherever. Like
wherever.
Through friends, like I go, okay. out, if I do go somewhere,
okay.
It's very, you know, I might see them out. I don't ever approach anybody either.
Okay.
I'm kind of boring.
You don't seem boring.
I think I did all my crazy stuff before. Now I'm just.
Maybe not. I might get you on that Sibian tonight. That's what we're going to talk about during the break. Can we actually get her on the
Sibian?
Can we get you on the Sibian? That's what I'm looking forward to. Mm. Yeah.
We'll see.
To let your wild side out. That's all I'm saying. So I need to fill another martini. I think you need a glass of wine.
Yes.
And plus it's an excuse that I can watch you stand up and walk out of the room because I told you I was going to do that. Let's see what I want to play here. I will start with this. So we'll be back with more of Sarah Love on the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com right after this.
Do you know what a whammy chick is?
No.
Take it away, Sean. We'll tell them what a whammy chick is.
So the whammy chick is usually when you hang out with a girl, there's usually three of them, right? Which you
encounter
with
yes.
your girlfriend and Lindsay Lohan and Jim Morrison that you took out on your tab. So you got the good-looking one, which you obviously had the date with. Then you have kind of the cute friend.
Yeah.
And then there's the whammy chick. The fat friend. That's kind of who I ended up with a lot back in the day. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's the fat friend. She's the kind of girl all the other girls like, can't find a man, but she's not a dyke. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's got a beautiful smile, lovely laugh, but she eats too much and weighs a deuce and a half. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. And come 9 o'clock, when the local boys get thirsty and they're drinking pretty heavily and they're busting at the seams, cut to the whammy chick and she's home getting ready, thinking tonight is the night she'll find a man of her dreams. But no dude in his right mind's looking for the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's the fat friend who won't go away. All dudes got a fatty on the resume. She's a whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. But she's easy to love, hard to kiss. Half Italian, half rhinoceros. She's a whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. And come 2 a.m. when the local boys get lonely and they're looking for loving out of their bloodshot eyes, knock on her door and tell her she's the one and only. But when they sober up in the morning, they realize they just slept with the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. Yeah, the fat friend has struck again. She's just big bone, 16 stone. Chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. Yeah, the fat friend starts crying again.
Big Show Me Love, everybody.
Show Me Love.
I said it right.
No, you didn't.
Got it, man.
No, you didn't.
Show Me Love. That's it.
Big Show Me Love.
That's what I was about to say. Show Me Some Love.
Yeah, that's a stripper name. Big Show Me Love.
This is Hollis Thomas, affectionately known as the Tank. You're listening to the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com.
Bang! There you go.
All day.
You're not having the greatest game.
No.
All right, I'm going to give you that. Pick it up.
She's insane.
No, you got to get out of that thing.
What? What the hell?
What the fuck's he doing? Are you drinking?
Just a little swing juice.
Swing juice?
Yeah.
What's in it?
I go with iced tea and a little bit of just vodka.
And you look like a derelict with that thing.
You mean a gentleman. Who's looking up your address?
That's bizarre.
Little Curb Your Enthusiasm quotes. So, sorry, I had to stare. What did you call your butt when I said your ass looks phenomenal? What did you call it? You said something. The butt's butt.
The butt is button.
Like, I've never heard that.
Button.
I may have you back just to see you walk up and down my hallway. I enjoyed it that much.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's got that whole, oh God, it's going to be stuck in my head now. It really is. So you are relaxed. You got your glass of wine.
I do.
Can we get you on the Sibian? That's the $65,000 question.
I don't know. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love the look you just gave me. Those are almost like fuck me eyes. Like we're gonna do it. Oh, I like this.
Yes, we're gonna do it.
All right, so I'm gonna get up here. I'm gonna move some stuff.
Okay.
Get you situated, and then I'm gonna grab that microphone, and we're gonna get this thing rocking and rolling.
Okay. Do I leave my headset on?
Maybe. Hold on. Let me move everything. We're gonna move this chair. Move this. Oh, there goes the controller. Let me see how this looks. You can put the headphones on if you want to go straddle that. I will go look at the camera, see how it looks. See here.
Which way? Am I straddling it this way or this way?
You're straddling it face forward. So the microphone. So you're looking at the microphone. All right.
So it's just gonna be.
I'm gonna
take the microphone here.
Don't mind me. So I'll start.
So what I'll do, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting a good vantage point of your boobs. So I'll start it low. We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. So let's
see. Oh, let's see here. I haven't used this in a long time. Hopefully I remember how to use it. So it's on low. Mm-hmm. How is it? How's that?
Good.
Does it feel good?
Yeah.
Is it better than you thought it'd be so far?
I don't like the pulsating.
You don't like the pulsating? Well, it's vibrate. That's what it's going to do. How's that?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Okay.
How are we feeling?
It's probably because I have jeans on.
I would say if you want to go down to a thong, we could do that too.
No.
How are we doing? Are you enjoying this? Should I go up higher?
You can go higher.
How's that?
That's good. You can go higher.
Are you getting slightly turned on?
It's like, yeah, it's good.
We're not even halfway yet. Is this a tour you think you'd want to take home?
Yeah.
What are you feeling? Tell the audience.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like my whole body is it's shaking. I feel like I'm not sitting. Am I not sitting on that right?
I think it's the jeans.
Yeah.
Should I go higher?
Yes.
Higher.
How's that?
It's good. I don't think I would get off to this, though.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like because it's just what it's doing. So I have ADHD.
Yeah.
And it's like I feel it in my head. So it's like.
Should I just try to go higher and see what happens? Is that better?
Yeah, it's okay.
Does that mean it's better than it was?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I just feel like this is, mine is all like clit stimulation, and I feel like it wouldn't be able to get like right in there.
So you're saying if your jeans were off, it'd probably do a better job?
No, I feel like I'm just too, I don't know.
Hold on. Just gonna let it go.
We're just gonna have the show while.
Nothing?
I'm sitting on here. No.
You're the first person that's been on this and not got off on it.
So I'm very much about my clit. So it's like there's a certain way to do it, and the stimulation is.
Is it hitting your clit at all?
No, I feel like because I have the jeans on.
You think that's what it is?
No, I feel like because it's giving me, it's actually freaking me out.
All right, I turned it off. That is the first time ever on the show that no one's enjoyed being on the Sibian.
No.
It's the first time ever. I don't think you liked it. Figured that would do it. That's what I figured it would do. We're gonna get her back up situated here. We'll move this. This was a fail on the show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of girls like it though.
I mean, every girl that's ever wrote it has liked it.
I'm a little different.
I would say so.
Yeah, I'm a little different.
That's very. I gotta admit, that's a little. It's a little. Say that again.
Is it intimidating?
No, it's I wasn't intimidated. I was disappointed. I wanted to try to get you off there. That was kind of the plan.
Sorry.
The next step would be to get one of the attachments. That'd be the next step.
So everything with me is like very clit simulated.
That's what it's for.
I know, but I feel like it was shaking my whole body, like my head and. Now I'm everywhere. I'm thinking everywhere.
Now you're making me think I should get rid of the Sibian. That's a $3,000 piece of machinery.
No, there are women who are gonna love it.
Well, apparently you don't. This will go on the Instagram as the Rob V Show fail. Usually everything on this program is a home run, and I failed miserably with the Sibian today. Just got to put that out there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not sorry. It's okay.
I'm not sorry.
You're not.
I can't help it. I mean, sexually, like. I am a very sexual person,
yeah.
But I think it's...
I mean, like, if we used any of these... Apparently, if I put this on, that'll rotate. It rotates, too.
No, but I'm like... I have orgasms by my clit.
I don't think we could have got any closer to your clit.
But that was, like, vibrating my whole body. It doesn't give me the... Like, I have to focus. You know, having ADHD, it's like, oof.
Man.
It's all over. I was thinking about my head, and then I'm like, what if it electrocutes me?
It's not going to electrocute you. I might have to retire it. I might have to retire the Sibian.
No.
Sarah didn't like it. I was supposed to have one of my friends who's an adult film star come in from, I forget where she's at, and she was going to ride it. Now I'm like, I don't know if I should have her come in and ride it.
No, she might like it.
I don't know.
See, every woman's different. Some women
like... Yeah, tell me about it. You're all nuts, though. You're all crazy. Are. Except my mother or grandmother, but all of you are nuts.
No, we're not nuts.
Oh, just stop it. You're all crazy.
Misunderstood.
You're not misunderstood. You're all crazy.
No.
I haven't met, I think I've only met one normal girl, like, in the dating pool in my entire life. Ever.
What happens when you date? I mean, what are the women doing?
What happens?
Mm-hmm.
There's usually...
Like, why are they crazy?
Why are they crazy? Well, most of the time, why are they crazy? They never tell you what they really want. You're supposed to pick up on signals, which is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Most women have horrible taste in men. So you may be with a girl that you like, but that girl usually, you know, if you're in the dating world, and if you're in the dating world in your 40s, it's a cesspool, which I've talked about in the show a million times.
It is.
And, usually what happens to me is I'll meet a girl, I'll like her more than she likes me, and once that happens, it's over.
It's over.
Forget it. Like, for whatever reason, women don't like nice guys. I don't care what you tell me. Now, don't get me wrong. I want a complete whore. In the bedroom. I mean, the biggest whore you can think of.
So you got to bring it out of them. Every woman has that in them. Every woman has that freaky side. Every woman has that hoe side. They, you know, like, they want to, you know, be spit in their mouth and stuff. Okay, maybe not all that, but.
I wanted to do that once. Is that a turn on for you?
I think I think for me, spitting into someone's mouth is like a control thing.
Okay.
So it's like, for me, that's a turn on.
Okay.
I find like, if I can take control of the situation,
mm-hmm.
you know, but then I also want to be taken control of. But not
you'd like
too
to be thrown around?
No.
Not thrown around.
No,
okay. I'm taking notes here.
I will throw around.
Okay.
But, you know.
I don't think you could throw me around. I'm a little big. I'd be kind of hard for
no,
you to do.
Just like push out the way, you know.
Okay.
But I mean, every woman's different. So.
They tell me about it. Every woman's different.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that out there. So in the model world in New Jersey, do you have other models you hang out with from time to time?
I do.
Okay.
I do. We go to lunch together, dinner together.
Do you think they'd ride the Sibian and enjoy it? Or are you going to tell everyone, I rode the Sibian, it'd do shit for me?
I actually do know some that would ride them.
Yeah. Well, you're going to tell them that you didn't get off on it. I'm really, like, my whole day is ruined now.
Why?
It really is. I really wanted you to get on that thing.
Women have different tastes.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, some women love to have, like, a vibrator inside them, mm-hmm. and they have an orgasm. For me, it's all clit stimulation. All clit stimulation.
Like, I gotta be honest. I had this whole thing planned. And listen, I've done 481 of these shows. So there's been a couple that haven't gone the way that I've wanted. And this is going to go down as it didn't go the way that Rob wanted it to go. It's gonna go up there. It'll be fun to watch, and it'll be me. Just this isn't working. This
so
isn't working
at
all.
You don't want me to come
all.
Back?
No, no, no. Listen, you can come back whenever. Just looking at you. Listen, the plus side is you being here has made my night.
Well, that's good.
That the whole package, the whole ensemble has made my night.
That's good. That's
now I'm saying that the bunny outfit of the Eagles bikini would have been hotter, mm-hmm. but this you look good.
Thank you.
She's like, I know you look good. Fuck you, Rob. Like, I know. I get those compliments all the time. So how big are the girls? I have to ask.
They're a 38 double D.
Okay. Are they? Did you get the gummies when you got them?
No. They're. I actually got these in 2004.
Okay.
This is a long time ago. I go to my doctor and get them checked, and everything is fine.
Okay.
So, I don't know what they had in 2004.
Okay. Gummies is like the new in thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what all the girls are getting are the gummies. That's all. Yeah. I'm just putting that out there. I believe in a woman's right to choose. get whatever the hell. I don't
of
give a
course.
Shit. Doesn't matter to me.
Right, as long as it makes you happy.
Of course. So how wild, because you only have Twitter, right? You don't have an Instagram, correct?
No.
I tried to find your Instagram. You didn't have one if you mm-hmm. did. How wild are your DMs on a daily basis?
They can get kind of crazy.
I'm sure.
But nothing too, like, I hear some people, you know, get the dick pics in their boxes and...
No dick pics for you?
I don't get dick pics.
I'm shocked.
They're very respectable to me, but they're like, I think it's depending on what you post
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get any dick pics.
That's shocking. I figured you'd get a lot of dick pics.
Mm-mm. Even on, like, social media, like, personally, I hear females get them all the time.
Oh, all the time.
I don't get them.
Really?
I don't get any, none of that. I don't get no disrespectful, like, they'll want to take me out to dinner. I don't get that.
Really?
It sucks. Like, sometimes, you know, you want to see them. So,
so you want dick pics?
Yes, yeah, sometimes.
Are you telling people
yes,
on your Twitter to send you dick pics?
Send them.
Okay, so you want dick pics. Okay.
Yes.
That's the first time ever. On the Rob V Show, a girl's incur. Now you're joking.
No, I don't want dick
Well, you
pics.
Just make up your mind. What is it that you want?
I don't want them.
Okay.
I don't want them.
What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah.
Besides,
you know, money, obviously. Everybody wants money.
Money. I love gifts. I want gifts.
Gifts. Well, we know what not to put on her wish list. Don't get her a Sibian because she's not going to want it. Don't get her that.
No. Don't get it. I don't know. I have, like, vibrating panties, which I like.
Okay. We've had someone wear those on the show before.
I do like them.
Okay.
The vibrators. Again, everything is clit stimulation.
Clit stimulation. Okay.
I love it.
So next time you come on, I should get vibrating panties is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you can have control over it.
I'm going to work on that. The big toy didn't work. So now we'll step down and go to a little toy.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Just putting that out there.
I feel like that's fun. I feel like, you know, going to dinner, having the panties on.
And control that during dinner.
Yes.
Never done that. I've done a lot of stuff. I've never done that.
It's fun.
And having an orgasm at dinner.
Mm-hmm. It's very fun.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And my gears are spinning right now. I'm thinking about you at dinner with vibrating panties on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about. As I have my second martini. I had to calm my nerves a little bit with you. You intimidated me slightly, but now I feel good.
You feel good?
Yeah.
See, I'm just a regular person.
You are. But, yeah. You know, once I saw you walk behind me, I'm like, good Lord. I'm going to have that butt's going to be stuck in my head for days.
That's good.
It's
all mine, just so you know.
I wouldn't care if it wasn't.
There's no.
are we wearing a thong under those jeans? That's the question.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Just checking. See, my feeling is if you would have went on that with your thong on, that would have got you off. 100%.
Well, maybe next time.
Would have def that would have worked. I think it's the jeans. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced. I'm a professional. I know these things.
You know these things?
Yeah. That's what it is.
We'll have to try it again. I'll come on next time. So don't get rid of it. Next time, we'll come here.
And maybe I can get you off on the Sibian?
Yeah, we can try that.
So you're saying next time you'll come on wearing the thong and get on it?
Yeah.
I'm gonna, then I'll try to call her, get on the show, and she'll be like, Rob, don't ever call me again.
He's going to be like, she blocked me.
Yeah, listen, it's happened. Really? I've been blocked by famous people. All because I paged someone in an airport, but that's a whole other issue. But I've been blocked before.
I listened to that one where you paged some...
Lisa Ann. She's still... That was a decade ago. She still
so
won't get over it. I've talked to her publicist on numerous occasions. I said, can we just... Because she'll do media stuff and still bring it up. I go, can we just... Let's just bury the hatchet. I did it because I thought it was funny. I still think it's a funny bit. You got upset about it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Let's let it go. She will not let it go. At all. Even to the point where she did a podcast with one of my friends, and my friend called me, and she said verbatim, she wants to have you on her podcast. I said, okay. So I reached out to her publicist. Her publicist talked to her. And she said, no, I didn't say that. So either Lisa's lying or my friend's lying. I don't know.
Right.
I listen, if I saw her out, I know one of the local bar restaurants she likes to go to when she's in town because she's from Easton, which isn't far from here.
Right.
If I saw her, I'd buy her a drink and just go, let's just let it go. Even though she's flipped me off at media appearances before, I would still say, let's just bury the hatchet. Let's let it go. My buddy owns Double Visions, which is a gentleman's club not far from here. And this is years ago.
I know where
that's
at, yeah.
So big shout out to Jay. Jay owns Double Visions. Love doubles. She was feature dancing there.
Doubles.
Oh yeah, but double
like two girls.
Of course, who wouldn't? Now, see, when you do threesomes, it's a lot of work.
It is.
Like, see, here's the thing. Now we're going off topic again, which is what I like on the Rob V show. See, all the guys got to put the work in. You guys don't really have to do much. We got to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys just show up. Now, the only downside is you don't want a girl to be a dead fish.
Right.
But the guy's doing all the work here. Everything.
Yeah. All the time.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Anyway, back to Double Visions. She's feature dancing. The place is packed.
Right.
She sees me, and she flips me off. She still won't let it go.
But why did you page her, though?
Because
I know
it was funny. First of all...
Did you think she was going to get mad?
We didn't know. So what happened was, this is before... I didn't know... This is when we first started the show, and I had my student in the Northeast. I didn't know any adult film stars... I'd never been to the Adult Film Awards. I've been there four or five times now. Like, I didn't know shit.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, she was giving away, it was a contest to be her date to the AVNs. And at the time, she hadn't put out what you have to do to enter this contest.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, we got to figure something out to get her to notice us. So my producer at the time, Brian, big shout out to Brian. I got to have him back on the show. I haven't been on it forever. Brian found out about my show in jail after a DUI. And somebody said, hey, Brian, you want to come be Rob's producer? And Brian said, I'm in. And in jail. That's the story. That's how my show goes. But anyway, so I think it was either Brian or my buddy Ellis, who was on the show at the time. This is when Twitter first started getting big.
Mm-hmm.
So she tweets. She's at the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. She put it on Twitter. That's where she's at. So my buddy said, why don't we page her? I said, that sounds like a great idea. So we got the number for the Phoenix Sky Harbor National Airport, and we paged her, and the guy paged her, and she flipped out. But like I've said a million times, don't put it on Twitter.
Did she come to the phone, though?
No, she didn't come to the phone. She said she was scared for her life sitting at the airport, and she said everyone was staring at her. I said, listen, I can apologize if I made you uncomfortable, and I have, but at the same time, it's still a funny bit. Like, because it worked... Because she went on probably three different radio shows and talked about me and talked about that bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it did work, but it didn't get the positive attention that I was going for. It got the negative attention.
Right.
And she still has not let... Like, if I'm at a red carpet, if I'm at the AVNs or I'm at Exotica and I'm interviewing someone and she's there, there's a high chance she will just come up and flip me off and walk away. But, you know...
That's so funny.
It is what it is. I've done a lot of crazy shit with this podcast. I've done the show in Vegas, in L.A. We've done the show at the Clevelander in Miami. That was a train wreck. That see, here's the problem. When you start doing these and you have multiple people and you're in certain places, by the I used to do 3-hour shows, right?
Oh, my gosh.
By the second hour, and we're always drinking, I'm I'm on a whole nother level bombed. I don't know how the board works. I don't know what I should be touching on here. It becomes, but in a good way, it becomes a train wreck.
Right.
We used to do, you ever do a power hour? Do you know what that is?
No.
So power hour is you do a shot of beer every minute for an hour.
Oh, no.
So it comes out to like five or six beers. But what you do is you play like some type of music in between that minute. And then when the music stops, you have to do a shot. You have to do a shot of beer.
Right.
We've done plenty of those, and that those become train wrecks. I haven't done one of those in a couple of years.
Oh my gosh.
Fun. I try to have fun on the show.
That's too much.
That's
I couldn't do that.
Oh, we've done. When I think about the amount of drinking I've done during this podcast and still survived. One time I had a threesome with two girls that said they were lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a threesome, but they said, I think that was, they weren't really lesbians. I think they were just bi. But I had to try. I wanted to see if I could turn them.
Right.
Like Elaine did in Seinfeld. She turned the guy that was gay.
And you did.
I did.
You did.
Now, it was just for that specific afternoon.
Right.
But now, granted, there may have been many shots of tequila. Many shots of tequila involved.
Right.
But it happened. Mm. You know, there's all kinds of crazy shit that happened on the show. I really thought one that was going to be out of the books was you riding the Sibian, but that didn't happen.
It didn't. I don't know. I think because I feel, like I said, I felt it in my head. Like, it was shaking too much. And it was,
do you think
because
the headphones were on?
No. I felt like... Did I have the headphones on?
You did.
But I feel like it was like just all over my body, and I couldn't focus on like.
Did the question is, when you straddled it, did you straddle the middle part?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It didn't work.
Yeah, I just feel like it just didn't give me that, because you know when I masturbate by myself, I have to like, it has to be quiet. It has to be like, I can't have all that stuff going on.
The last girl we had ride that was an adult film star, and she wrote it, and she was getting off on it. Did one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
As she's riding it, now she was naked when she wrote it,
mm-hmm.
She put her whole fist in her ass while she was doing it. I have a picture of my buddy Rex. Big shout out to Rex down there in South Beach. It's a picture of Rex watching her do this with his knuckles in his mouth, like biting on his knuckles. Like, I can't believe what I'm watching. This went on for a good 5 minutes. And we didn't even tell her to. She's riding and she just puts her fist in her ass. I didn't even know that was humanly possible, but it happened. She was that far gone and enjoying it so much. She enjoyed it, but it wasn't working for you. But that's okay.
It wasn't working. No.
That's okay. Just putting that out there.
Taking notes.
I've taken a lot of notes with you. So what I've learned on the show,
uh-huh.
You like pretty boys.
Mm-hmm.
Intelligent. Intelligent.
Intelligent,
yeah. Well, I have that. I have the intelligent part. You like pretty boys. You're not in public spaces that much to get picked up.
Mm-mm.
I've learned pretty much in any public setting, doesn't gym, bar, whatever, doesn't matter where. If I went up to you, you'd be nice to me and talk to me. But if I asked for your phone number, that wouldn't happen. I learned that. I do know you have a wild side. You're being slightly subdued here on the program. I can tell.
I
was hoping the Sibian would open up the
wild side. I
was hoping the wild side would come out with the Sibian, but that didn't mm-hmm. happen. Did you loosen up with the glass of wine?
Yeah, it's kind of. Like, again, I'm a Virgo.
I don't believe in any of these fucking signs, by the way. Oh, they're all bullshit. I don't believe any of that shit. You are who you are.
Okay. So I'm very, like, I'm very calm. I'm very reserved. I'm very, you know, but I have my wild side, I guess, behind closed doors.
The door's closed.
Yeah.
The door's closed. Are you saying I should take another? Should I take another break for you to have one more glass of wine?
I don't know. I have to drive home.
It's not that far. I think you're gonna have a two glass minimum is okay.
Yeah,
that's
at least
all I'm
I won't end up in Rikers Island or with an ankle bracelet on.
No, just
know.
Run up somewhere in Jersey. That's all I'm saying. I'm just putting that out there. See, I told you you'd have fun on the show.
Yeah, I'm fine now.
The question is, would you come back on the show? That's the question.
I would. I think okay. I definitely would. I think you're, I would be more relaxed and yeah.
You don't seem like you don't seem like that gets intimidated at all.
No.
But you have that wild side.
I do. I'm very wild. Very aggressive. Like biting, choking. I do that.
This is getting hotter.
Yeah.
Like, and just like clockwork, I have got a text message about you already. They said, so when does she want to shoot in L.A.? I'm like, I don't think she's going to do that. But I did. I told you I'd get a text message. It was only a matter.
I've been asked to do porn.
It was only a matter of time.
I've been asked to do porn.
You can make a lot of money with that button. Just putting that out there. You can make a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would do it.
So it's not a flat out no.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I've produced one porn. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, shot one porn. That was a really interesting day. But yeah, I'd do it. I'd watch. I'd watch the button. Your name could be Sarah Buttons. I already have your name. It'd be Sarah Buttons.
Sarah Buttons. It,
yeah, that's what it would be.
Yeah. Just no, I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I don't like it.
What would be your porn name?
I don't know.
So you don't like Sarah Buttons?
No.
Really? I think it's fantastic.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I do.
It's catchy.
It is catchy.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think of your butt, it's more of a shelf. Is what it is. Like you could probably set that glass of wine on your butt. Yeah. That's why I was lobbying for the bunny outfit. I wanted to see more of the shelf.
Well, you know what? Next time I will come. Again, I was running around.
It's okay. I'll let it slide this time.
Okay. I got the boob. That I mean, the boobs are boobing.
Listen, there's still another 20 minutes left in the show. I'm rooting for a wardrobe malfunction of some type. That's not you never know on the program, but I'm always rooting for it. That's all I'm saying. Hasn't happened yet. It seems like they're kind of in there pretty good. Yeah. I don't think they're coming out anytime soon. Mm. No.
No, they're good.
No. just throwing that out there. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take one more break because I want one more drink.
And I can get some more wine.
I guess you can.
I can.
I guess you can have one more glass of wine. I don't know. Should I give her another glass of wine? I don't know. And it's another excuse to see you stand up again and walk out of the studio. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
I have to see what I'm playing here. Jeff will probably want me to play that. We'll play that. We'll play Glenn singing Rack City, which is always good. We'll be back with more of the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com with Sarah Love. Well, I call her Sarah Buttons, but she doesn't like that. on the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com. Right. After this,
no, try to read it, but try to get some rhythm ready. And here's Glenn performing Rack City, bitch.
Rack, oh my god, rack city, bitch. Mugga on the beat, rack city, bitch, rack city, bitch. 10 20s on your yacht, titty. Oh my god, oh my god, I don't know if I can
keep going.
10 titties, bitch. 100 deep VIP, no guest list. T Raw, you don't know who you're fucking with. Got my other bitch fucking with my other bitch. Oh my god. Fucking all night. Oh my god, I don't know if I can say that.
Keep going.
Fucking all night, and we ain't a celibate. Make it sound too dope. I ain't selling it. Bar fresher than a motherfucker permit. Peppermint. Gold leather man last. Killing last king, killing shit. Young money. Yeah. We getting rich. Get your grandma on my. Oh my god. Girl, you know what it is. Rack City, bitch. It says times three there. 10 20s, and then the 50s, the bitch. This is like Shakespeare. This is better than Shakespeare.
Remix! Come on, finish it. Bring us home, Glenn. Bring us home. We're doing it live.
Can I get some beat here? There you go. I'm a motherfucking star. Look at the paint in the car. Too much rim. Make me ride too hard. Tell that bitch, hop out. Walk the boulevard. Need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo. Sorry, Alonzo. Rondo Green, get cheese like a nacho. If you ain't got no ass, bitch, wear a poncho. Head poncho got my seat back. Starring, staring at me. Don't get bleeped.
What?
Bopped. Got my shirt off the club, too packed. It's too tuned going up like gas. Goddamn pulled out my racks. Mike Jackson, and yeah, I'm bad. Rat TTT, tat on my back. All the hoes love me. You know what it is. Rack City, bitch. Who's that girl?
Live on the Rob Believer Show on GasFradio.com, Octane is going to play Gasoline, and I'm excited to hear it. Take it away, guys.
Hey, this is Jeff Margera from CKY, and you're listening to the Rob V Show.
Back on the Rob V Show. Big shout out to Justice.
Okay, you got it. Come in closer and make sure you.
Wouldn't be a Rob V Show if I didn't hit the right button. Big shout out to Jess Margera. CKY starts their 25th annual tour, which I don't have the dates in front of me, but he will be in Philly in, I think they're going to be there in April. So, Jess, I've already called you. I need my plus one and my backstage passes. Thank you very much. Once you go to a concert and you have backstage passes, there's no other way to do a show. But when your friend's in a major band, I can't go to shows without having backstage. I'm spoiled.
Really?
Yeah. Although I'm pissed because, so I don't know if you've ever heard of CKY. You know who Bam Margera is?
Yes.
You've seen Jackass?
Yeah.
Okay, so Bam's brother is Jess. If you listen to all the Jackass stuff, most of the music is CKY.
Okay.
So I met Jess, God, a decade ago, and I interviewed him on the show because CKY is my favorite band, and I had backstage passes to interview him. So the last time they played, which has been a really long time, Jess goes, hey, I'm playing at the Electric Factory. I'll give you a plus one and a backstage pass. I'm like, awesome. So what does Rob do? Rob gets one of the girls from Delilah's to go with him. She's like, I'm in. I'll go. So it's the day of the show, and she goes, oh, yeah, my boyfriend won't let me go. I said, first of all, if you told me you had a boyfriend, I wouldn't have invited you to go to the show.
Right.
And I was so pissed I didn't go to the show. And Jess is like, why didn't you come? I'm like, well, my plus one didn't come. And I'm pissed because they haven't played together in, like, I don't know how long it's been, 5 years, six years, 7 years. And I didn't go. And I'm like, why didn't I just go to the show? It's my favorite band. I have backstage passes. Yeah. Who cares if a girl didn't go with me or not?
Right. You could have went by yourself.
Yeah. So this time I will invite someone with me. But if that person says no, I'm still going.
Go.
I'm still going.
Yeah.
You know who you are at Delilah's. You still work there. So won't mention anybody's. Stage names or real names or whatever. Just gonna put that out there. That's all I'm saying. That's all. So I did, you know, for let me, you know, it would help if I hit the cameras messed up here. I gotta move this. Now, I don't think the audience has seen it. Do you think for the audience you could stand up so we could see the button? Is that possible?
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see it again. It's just an excuse to see it again because it's going to be stuck in my head. That's all. That's what she said.
Going on here.
I know. There's a lot going on. You're good. Good Lord. Okay. I almost feel like I need to play the bubble butt song to see your ass shake like that.
I can't twerk, so.
Good Lord. I'm sorry. I'm just enjoying. I could do this for. I could watch this for an hour with no problems at all. As she bends over. Okay, you can sit back down. That's okay. Sorry. I had to have you stand up once. That's all. So how do you feel about being on the show so far? Now how do you feel after you've been on?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
Would you tell, when people ask you how was your experience, you can tell them you had fun?
Yeah.
You can tell them that I rode the Sibian and that failed miserably. I always put a clip up on Instagram of, you know, a clip of the show.
Yeah.
And usually it's a highlight of the show.
Right.
This we'll call this the Rob V Show low light that I got you on the Sibian.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't like it. That's what we'll go. I can make fun of myself. I can do it. I've done it my whole life. I can keep doing it.
Well,
that was other than you standing up and me showing us your button. That was the highlight of the program.
I'm telling you, I feel like for me, because I have to be able to focus.
Yeah.
On it, and it's doing too much. It's like my legs are shaking. My head, like, it's the vibration. It's too much for me.
Okay, just. Just wanted to check, that's all.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything on the show? I end every show the same way. Have you learned anything at all on the program? Anything small, big, large? Have you learned anything?
Have I learned anything?
Yeah.
You like WrestleMania.
That's true. I do love wrestling. I have learned that.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think I learned anything. Okay. I think that it's very calm. Like, I was very nervous, but I'm good now.
I gotta admit, I was hoping for a wild show. It was calm, which is fine. Mm-hmm. I was going for wild, but I'll take, you know, it's calm. It's okay. I've learned that you don't like the Sibian. I've learned that I could never pick you up in a social setting. I've learned you like pretty boys that may or may not have criminal records.
Not criminal records.
I don't know. You like bad boys. I don't think you're on after normal people.
I do. I honestly do. I want them to have good credit scores. I want them to make over six figures. Like, yes.
Oh, credit score. I just learned that. Credit score, six figures.
I like guys that are not criminals. I don't like the criminals. I don't like that at all.
I get that vibe. You like the criminals, no?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, I don't like that at all. I want to leave the country. Like, okay. A lot of times they're on parole and all that. I can't do the parole.
Yeah, I've never been on parole. It's shocking. I don't have a criminal record of any kind.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm clean there. I don't have anything. Well, thank you for coming on the show. It's flown by, even though that my bit failed, but that's okay.
And then you wanted me to be wild, so I'm not really sure.
I was hoping for wild. That's mm-hmm. what I was hoping the Sibian would kind of be the launching pad of the wildness. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
It didn't happen, though.
It's like a seduction, you know, like you don't know what's behind me. You have to continue.
I'm trying here.
To be continued. We have to do this again.
I mean, I've tried.
We can do a little bit more wild.
Next
time I'll bring a friend.
Well, explain to me your definition of wild so I know what I might be in for.
I don't know. You're saying it's not wild enough. But I feel like it's, you know, us just talking and
see, the show is known for obviously me talking about my personal life, which everybody loves to hear. trust me, they do. But the wildness people like too on the show, and I haven't had a wild show in a couple months. And I was like, oh, this might be. I was thinking this might be the wild mm-hmm. show. That's what I was thinking. But it doesn't always go the way you think it's going to go.
Right.
You know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if you want to bring a friend back,
I can bring and back.
That's as hot as you. They got to fit a certain criteria mm-hmm. on the program. That's okay. as hot as you. Then maybe we can try for a round two. I guess is the word I'm looking for. I mean, you just here is making my night. Don't get me wrong. Like I'm enjoying this whole. I'm enjoying the whole thing. I'm enjoying. It's gonna be. It's gonna be. It's stuck in my head.
I know you wanted the bunny outfit.
I was lobbying for it. I was lobbying for it.
Shout out to the Eagles.
Yeah, shout out to the Eagles.
I love my Eagles.
I gotta admit, once I saw your butt, I'm like, I have to see this bunny outfit. Like, I see it in the jeans, and it works with the jeans.
Right.
But either the bunny outfit or leggings would have really popped it.
Really popped it.
That's all, yeah.
I feel like jeans are sexy, though, because they actually, with leggings, you can't, it's like dark.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Listen, jeans. Okay, so if you like jeans over leggings, let us know. Jeans or leggings, everybody?
Well,
guys.
Well, here's the thing. You have jeans on now.
Right.
Right.
So next time I will wear leggings.
Hold on.
And
Let's back up before the show, because the show's not done yet.
Okay.
I do have a pair of leggings
mm-hmm.
to see if you would put the leggings on to see what you look like in leggings.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that before the show's over? It's your call. You can say no.
I mean, we can take a break and I could come out in my thong real quick and heels. Whoa,
hold on. Hold on. Now we're getting somewhere. I thought we were winding the show down and I said, hey, why don't you put leggings on? And now you're telling me to take a break.
Right, we can take a break.
And you'll come out in your thong.
We'll come out in my thong.
Good Lord. This as Jim Ross would say, the old
but
WWE
we're doing
announcer.
A real, what?
No, what were you going to say? We're going to do what?
Okay.
No, as the late great, not the late great, as the great Jim Ross would say, the old WWE announcer, business is about to pick up. But what were you going to say?
Nothing. That's
no, no. I thought you were going to say something.
No.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and you're now. Now, folks, I didn't ask her to do this. You volunteered this
because I feel like you're calling me like corny or
something. No. I no.
Was...
Did I use those words?
I don't
No, I did not use those words. I don't want to feel like I'm forcing you to do that. You're telling me you want to do that.
Right. I'm gonna do it. We're gonna come out and.
Okay, so we're gonna take
end the show on that note.
We're gonna take a quick break, and Sarah's gonna show back up in her heels and a thong. Good Lord, I need a shot of Jaeger or something to take care of this. But we'll be back with more of the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com right after this. And apparently Sarah's really going to end the show on a high note.
I know.
We'll be right back right after this.
I wasn't expecting that, but I'm not gonna say no. I'm not going to say the camera's not on.
RobVRadio.com.
So we're back on the show. So we were going to end the show, and then Sarah said, "I what was the word I was looking for? I called you out. Was that what it was?
Yes, you were.
And you said
talking shit.
I don't think I was talking shit.
You were talking.
It may have been reverse psychology. I've done this once or twice, and now you just have your thong on.
Yes.
Now I'm gonna ask two things. I think you do one of them. You won't do the second one. Can you stand up for the audience? Because I have to see the good mm-hmm. Lord. I love the underwear, by the way.
Thank you.
It's hot.
Okay, so stand up. Then.
I was just going to say stand up and face me, because I have to, the good God. And you can turn around a little bit. I'm just saying. Sorry. The microphone's having the best part. Good. That's fun. I'm enjoying it. Good. You're really tempting me too much. You're gonna make me take a break, and I'm going to come over and slap your butt. And then you'll probably punch me in the face.
I'll probably smack you, yeah.
Okay. Just saying.
I don't have my razor with me.
So if I slap your ass, I'm just going to get smacked. It's not the worst thing in the world.
Could be worse.
See, here's the $65,000 question before we end the show. Mm-hmm. How would it feel now if you got on the Sibian wearing those? Do you think it would make a difference?
No.
No.
I feel like because, like I said, it's shaking and I'm like, I can't focus on the orgasm.
Sorry, I had to ask.
It's okay.
Yeah, so I'm already getting multiple. I'm gonna give you morphine because after you shut up in just that thong, good God, you could probably get me if you wore those and those heels. You could probably get me to do anything you want with no problem whatsoever. I'm just gonna put that out there.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, if you need me to do something, just say, Rob, I'm coming over with the heels and the Victoria's Secret thong. Okay. That's all you gotta say. I thank you so much for coming on the show. It's made my night.
You're welcome.
I had a good time.
It was fun.
The button's going to be stuck in my head for I don't know how long.
That's good.
It's not going to go away. Thank you for coming. Hopefully you come back on.
I will.
Maybe get you wear the bunny outfit next time.
Maybe. We'll have to see.
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Or something else you think's better. I don't know if there's, you know, I mean, that thong right there is put it. Way over the top. I'm just putting that out there. So,
get ready.
For the 481st time, in the words of my brother, Zach Valivas of the world-famous Fort Washington Fire Company, Assistant Chief Zach Valivas, two wrongs don't make it right, they make it even. And taking us out like he always does, my mentor, the legendary Big Daddy Graham, singing the Action News theme song. Good night, everybody.
The big story. I want a Monica Bell pass swimsuit calendar. Ow!